I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, she was asked to sing the Star Spangled Banner for a Denver event, and she did, with different lyrics. And now she's getting hate mail. Jazz singer Renee Marie is with us to talk about her decision and who was behind the violence in Zimbabwe. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But first, Senator Barack Obama spoke over the weekend to 40,000 members of the African Methodist Episcopal Church, his most recent outreach to the faith community. In recent elections, so-called values voters have become an important part of the Republican coalition. But in recent weeks, Obama has made clear he will fight for those voters, not only by talking frankly about the role his own faith has played in his life, but by targeted outreach to evangelical and Catholic voters. That might be one reason leading evangelical leader Dr. James Dobson made a pointed critique of Obama in a radio address 2 weeks ago, where he attacked Obama's interpretation of Scripture. And now other members of the faith community are answering back. Reverend Kirby John Caldwell, the pastor of Windsor Village United Methodist Church in Houston, Texas, has set up a website called JamesDobsonDoesn'tSpeakForMe.com. But what makes this particularly interesting is that Reverend Caldwell twice offered the benediction at inauguration ceremonies for President George W. Bush and recently officiated at the wedding of Jenna Bush. Reverend Caldwell joins us now for a newsmaker interview. Welcome to the program. Thank you for speaking with us.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. So, Reverend, it's fair to assume you are fairly close to George W. Bush. So for some people, it's surprising to find out that you are supporting Senator Obama. Why are you supporting Senator Obama for president?
I'm supporting the senator because, as one Republican businessman in Georgia put it, he is the real deal. I think the senator brings great creativity and compassion and commitment and competency to the office should he be elected, and I think he'll be a breath of fresh air, and he's the type of leader we need for such a time as this.
Do you see similarities between President Bush and Senator Obama?
Believe it or not, I do, and I'm so glad you asked that question. While their differences have been very well trumpeted, if you would, they are both Christians, and for some people that matters, for some people it doesn't. But since 15% of the voting population still thinks that Senator Obama is a Muslim for some strange reason, I want to say he is a Christian. So they're both Christians, A. B, they are both honorable husbands. And Michelle, as you know, eight and a half or 9 years or so ago, that was a big deal in the minds of mainline evangelicals. Now, of course, all of a sudden, it doesn't seem to be nearly as important. But anyway, he's an honorable husband. He's a faithful father. They have great sense of humor, great people skills, and I think there are some great similarities. And I think the values of Senator Obama are still being identified, if you would, or at least heard by the public. And I look forward to the public becoming more informed of who he is.
Is it disappointing to President Bush that you're supporting Senator Obama?
No. In fact, I don't know if it's disappointing or not, but I did call him prior to my public expression for Senator Obama almost a year or so ago, and he understood, and we moved on and started talking about something else.
Why did you decide to set up the website James Dobson Doesn't Speak For Me?
Yes. Well, first of all, I have utmost respect for Dr. Dobson and for the work he has done and for him as a person. And this is not an attack on him whatsoever. But, you know, Michelle, this has been a long list of false accusations against Senator Obama. He doesn't put his hand, he didn't put his hand on the Bible when he took the oath. That's not true. He's not a Christian. That's not true. He's a Muslim. That's not true. He supports gay rights. That's not true. So after this, you know, if you're not careful, particularly when the public is getting to know a candidate, then mistruths become truths in the minds of those who don't know you. So I thought it was important for us to step up and say, hey, he's not a crackerjack interpreter of the Constitution, and his interpretation of the Bible is consistent with not only with a lot of Christians, but with a lot of evangelicals as well.
Do you consider yourself evangelical?
They consider me to be evangelical, and after I've looked at myself, I fall into that category. But I am light on labels and heavy on content. So that's pretty much where I fall on the sword, if you would.
For many evangelicals, Senator Obama's support of abortion rights is disqualifying. It's not for you?
Well, that's an interesting question. Boy, Michelle, you're so good. for the younger evangelicals, let's say 50 and younger, the more paramount issues are global warming, forming environmental injustice, involuntary poverty. Those are the issues that are important to the evangelicals who are 45, 50 years and younger. For those who are older, then yes, abortion is at the top of the list. But as a practical matter, let's you know, kind of boil the fat off the bacon here. Senator Obama is pro-education. He's pro-jobs. He's not necessarily pro-abortion. He clearly supports a woman's right to choose, and that's consistent with the Constitution. As a practical matter, let me just say this one last thing, and I'll shut up about that. As a practical matter, check this out. This is very important. When pro-life presidents are in office, the number of abortions does not go down. It does not go down. Senator Obama is pro-life after birth, so he wants to institute policies and programs that will help discourage and diminish the number of abortions.
What about gay rights, though? It's my understanding that Senator Obama supports civil union, although not gay marriage. But even for some, that's disqualifying. Not for you?
Well, he believes, and I've heard him, and I heard him say this with my own eyes and ears 2 weeks or so ago in Chicago. Senator Obama believes that a marriage should be between a male and a female, and if he is elected president, he would not require or quote unquote force clergy to perform same-sex unions or marriages, and I think that is very, very important. Obviously, he also supports the Constitution, so, you know, gay persons deserve, and I believe this as well, the same rights as everybody else.
Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with Reverend Kirby John Caldwell about presidential candidate Barack Obama's outreach to so-called values voters or religious voters, and also his website, jamesdobsondoesn'tspeakforme.com. If you would, Reverend Caldwell, if you just talk to me a little bit about the sort of the broader question. There are some people, particularly who consider themselves liberal or progressive, who are just very concerned overall about the role that religion is playing in public life these days. They feel that religion is inherently divisive, and perhaps it ought best be kept out of the public sphere. Now, Senator Obama doesn't share that view at all. He's talked a lot about that in recent weeks and months. In fact, throughout his career. But could you talk a little bit about that, particularly as a member of you're African-American, and the African-American political tradition has been very much animated by faith, but as a member of a minority group where sometimes people feel that the majority then uses kind of its beliefs to minimize or to oppress the minority, if you will. Would you talk about how you sort that out, how you feel religion is appropriately plays in public life?
Sure. Well, first of all, I do not think that one should wear your religion or your faith on your sleeve. I'm not a big believer in putting, you know, honk if you love Jesus bumper stickers on the back of your car, and then you cut in front of people and act, you know, unbiblically, if you would, while driving in the streets. But the second thought is, as a practical matter, again, your faith impacts your values. Your faith arguably even helps to define who you are. So if a politician is going to be genuinely involved in the political process, if a politician is going to be authentic once he or she is in office, then we need to know something about his or her faith, because like it or not, their faith is going to impact who they are, how they vote, and how they shape policies. So while the separation of church and state is very, very clear, I think no matter how we slice it, your faith impacts who you are and how you vote.
How do you think that Senator Obama's faith has affected who he is and how he's voting?
Well, I tell you what, I have been and I am still very impressed with the life of Senator Obama. You know, if you stop and consider the fact that he grew up in a quote-unquote broken home, became president, the first African-American president of the Harvard Law Review, has married a great woman and been married to her, one wife, and has just done extremely well both in the state Senate in Illinois and now in the U.S. Senate, and has run a masterful race, becoming the presumptive Democratic nominee and defeating one of the most powerful political machines in the 21st century. When you stop and consider all this and consider that he has done, he has made these achievements, he has had these achievements, made these achievements, with integrity and even with humility, some would say, I think, you know, clearly his faith has had a tremendous impact on who he is and how he operates.
You've in the personal statement on the website, James Dobson Doesn't Speak for Me, you say, you take pains to say this is not a premeditated attack on Dr. Dobson. How do you want this to be interpreted? Do you feel that people's scriptural interpretations ought to be part of their qualification for president?
I think the evangelical community is strong enough for us to be able to disagree agreeably. And that's what I want the readers to understand. And, I mean, let's be honest with this. If you give Dr. Dobson one passage and give, you know, give myself or Senator Obama the same passage to interpret, then we may be inclined to interpret differently based on our experience. As you know, Michelle, we have approximately one half of all children ages, African-American children ages 6 years old and younger, live at or below poverty. Roughly one-third, or almost now slightly more than one-third, of all African-American families live at or below poverty. For the third decade in a row, we have more African-American males in institutions, in penal institutions, than we have in institutions of higher learning. Well, Jiminy Crickety, if the church does not rise up and develop a mentality and a theology to help get our people out of that kind of bondage, then shame on the church. So if one is not familiar with that crisis, if you would, then you're not inclined to search the scriptures to see how God wants to get us out.
All right. The Reverend Kirby John Caldwell, a senior pastor of the Windsor Village United Methodist Church. He was kind enough to join us by phone from Houston. Reverend Caldwell, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much, and congratulations on your success. Love your program.
Oh, thank you.
Blessings.